Chapter 19.
Why not just let them secede from the Republic? Why do we need to have a war about this? What's a Republic if it's not about allowing beings to decide who governs them? I don't get it.
Caller to Holonet News Opinion Show.
Dooku's ship, Tatooine.
Your plan's fallen apart,
Zero said.
I've got a senator here begging me to tell Jabba the kidnap is a plot by you to discredit the Jedi.
Dooku had no time for panickers, especially not when he had to hunt down Skywalker. He stood in front of the hologram in his best, "You're not backing out on me now," pose.
My plan, is it? Let's not forget that this was an agreement for mutual advantage.
Okay. Our plan. It's still in tatters.
Think this through, Lord Zero. Of course, there'll be those who think the Separatists are behind this. And there'll be those who think the Republic is. I'm certain that Jabba thinks both sides are equally capable of it and trusts neither. So, all he wants is proof of who's guilty this time. I've got it under control. I've told Jabba that the Jedi murdered his son, and that they're on their way to kill him, too.
Zero wobbled with exasperation.
Jabba will kill the Jedi on sight.
Dooku pulled on his gloves. The desert was chilly at night.
Will you lose any sleep over that?
No, but...
If Jabba kills the Jedi, then the Jedi Order, exercising their great moral authority, will be obliged to bring Jabba to justice. Which means you're left to take control of all the Hutt clans. That's what you want, isn't it?
Zero's ghostly blue image considered Dooku in silence for a moment, as if the Hutt Lord had suddenly realized something.
So that's how you intended to do it.
Does that not meet your needs?
It does, Count Dooku.
It meets mine, too. I get a dead Jedi or two out of it, and my armies get sole access to the Outer Rim. Why does the strategy come as a surprise?
Jabba would lose authority if he was seen to be held to ransom by the Republic. That would have been enough to unseat him. But your way is much more emphatic.